So I just realized by hitting the record button, I'm meant to be talking about something to do with what I do. But I guess this is more of a mental health issue, so it's quite strange in that way. But is it really good to actually talk about the problems you've got, issues that you face, to have a rant? Is it good? Is it good practice, or is it good overall? I think it is kind of, because we're human. It shows part of our personality. Don't know if you'd call that a brand or not, but I'm quite a nice guy in some ways. I'm not angry on the inside. You know, I've got no vengeance, no hate for the world, or people. I secretly do hate people, but that's probably because they're better than me, or I want to be where they are. It's a different kind of hate altogether. People seem to ramble and have hate blogs, tweets, audio views, all sorts about all sorts of different things, from not having enough toilet paper to not having the right carrot in the fridge for carrot soup, or just the most strangest things. Someone knocking on the door. Why did they interrupt my workflow? Now I'm going to go and have to answer the door, tell the salesperson to get lost, and this turns into from a rant to some angry thing. And I think what's quite, I think of this as a slightly different issue, because it begins at the social media as an avenue to express, but then it extends itself and develops into something more. Like it's like inner rage that can be quite good, but if it's let out. But should you really do that? You shouldn't really. You shouldn't. If this is your lifeline, this is your business and your product, and you're venting through that, it's not really a good thing. But then again, it is, because you let go of all that stuff, which is great. You can blow off a bit of steam, and it helps. That's kind of mental health, you know, being able to express yourself, and it's great. But maybe there's a designated platform for that. Maybe, I don't know. It's just hugely interesting. And then that offset with my typical kind of thinking, which is about how not just social media, but technology is brilliant, but brilliant as it is, it's silly, because it also, the downsides of it is it's instant gratification. So it means that instantly gratifying yourself by not spending a week looking for one item by researching books, you can now do that in 1 second on Google. And that's kind of made us a bit more snappy, and look at me, look at, I want this now, I want it yesterday, why is it not here? And you get a lot more moodier, and you expect better things instantly, but not necessarily being appreciative of the process of how fast you're getting it, or understanding that there is value to it. So there is a culture there that we're bringing out of the new generation that's just slightly different. But if you compound that with the avenue to anger, it's a little bit strange, because I think I quite enjoy what I was saying before about hating people because they're better than me. It's jealousy. But in the future, it's possible that people won't feel jealous. They would just be angry. And we're losing diction, this ability to this dictionary of emotions that we can lie on and say, this is how I feel, because we're expressing how we feel, but we're not putting it into words. And I suppose we're moving away from the terribly British, I'm doing this, and exploratory sort of writing it down and analytical, to a much more me man, me woman sort of very natural element. And I wonder if it's a good thing, just to begin with that. I don't think it is. Yeah, interesting kind of thoughts when I realised everyone's quite angry at certain moments, particularly first thing in the morning, any time on Monday or in the evening. Friday is a great day for everyone.